Hello, welcome back to SaaS Stories and Sarcasm. We're your hosts, Mary and Brian, and this is episode 105. Brian, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Mary. There are some things that I need to be doing better at right now. Currently, so I got 3 HelloFresh meals last Friday, and as of right now, I still have 3 to make. So,
what have you been eating?
I've been eating just, you know, salads, healthy things, you know, but I still have 3 meals to make, and I can't keep this up, Mary. It's strenuous to make 3 meals. It really is. But, you know, I plan on making one later today, and then hopefully by the end of the weekend, I'll make the other 2. But, you know, it's Thursday right now, and I haven't touched them, so I don't know if
Do you have another box coming tomorrow?
No, I don't. Okay. I actually canceled this week because I'm like, you know what? No, if I don't use anything, I'd have like 6 unmade meals. I'm like, okay, this is getting ridiculous. It's piling up. But yeah, so that's on the to-do list. Also, I don't know if you knew or not, but today is National Wiggle Your Toes Day.
I did not know
so
that.
Everyone out there, be sure to be thankful that you have all 10 toes and wiggle them.
So why is this in your weekly update?
Just wiggle as many as you have.
Brian, why is this in your weekly update?
I don't know. For some reason, I get like a suggested article in Google, and it's like, it's National Wiggle Your Toes Day. I don't know what Google thinks I care about, but, you know, I found that amusing, so I figured I'd share that with you guys.
Okay.
Yeah. In other news, it's rained for the first time in a long time today. And you know what? I wasn't depressed. I was actually pretty happy because I hadn't seen rain in a while.
Have you been outside today?
I opened the window. I was not outside today, though.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, nothing really interesting going on over here. Just doing work, falling behind on my HelloFresh kit, all that good stuff. Anything
great.
Interesting over there, Mary?
Yeah, actually, let's see. This week I started a bunch of fun things. This week for work, I got to attend some sessions of a higher ed marketing conference. It's obviously virtual, and so that was kind of fun to listen to some of those sessions, and that's kept me pretty busy this week, but also I've really enjoyed it. Also this week, as of last night, I decided I'm going to learn how to speak sign language. So I've been practicing the alphabet and some other signs, and I don't really have a use for this yet, but I just thought it'd be fun, and I wanted to try something new, keep myself busy. So
yeah, that's really cool. So do you know the alphabet yet, or do you know certain letters? What have you memorized?
I know most of the alphabet.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. So it's a C, just cupping your hand to make a C?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, good. You're not going crazy over there.
Let's see. Going into work to the office tomorrow, because we're moving offices to another part of campus, and that will be the first time I've been there in 150 days.
Wow.
Which is crazy. Just have to clean up my stuff, and then I'm going to be working from home the rest of the day.
Yeah, you'll probably get, so much nostalgia.
I mean, yeah, I think I might. At most, there's only going to be, I think, 5 other people there, but it's optional. We have, 3 different days we can go in, and yeah, we're all going in shifts, too, and so I might not see anyone at all, but we'll see. Also, last night, while learning sign language, Hannah texted me and said that she used our Audible credit to get the new Twilight book, Midnight Sun. It's Twilight from Edward's perspective, and so I immediately also got it on Audible and started listening to it, and I'm about an hour and a half in, and it's very interesting. I haven't read Twilight in a while, but it was really popular in high school, and I've watched all the movies in high school, in college. But that's the audiobook is 26 hours long, so I have a lot to listen to. My original August goal was to catch up on all the podcasts that I subscribe to, but that's not going to happen now because I have to listen to Midnight Sun for the rest of August.
Yeah, you need to know what was going through Edward's mind.
Yeah, exactly.
That's pretty funny.
I just thought that was funny, and I'm excited to listen to it. But it's a 700-page book otherwise, and I'm
probably... Wow, that's great. That seems like some good content for to keep everyone busy.
Exactly. I mean, Stephanie Meyer hasn't released Twilight book in, I think, like 10 years or something. So that's what she's been doing the last 10 years, is writing a 700-page book apparently.
So is this, like, going to go through, like, his complete perspective for, like, the entire series, or is it just book one?
I hope it's the whole series, because that's
okay,
that's a lot of detail if it's just that one book. I mean, the Twilight book, I don't think was that long.
Yeah, I never saw them, but the movies are about 2 hours.
But I feel like whenever I listen to audiobooks, they're usually only, like, I don't know, 5 to 10 at the most hours long to listen to. So 26 is a very, very long audiobook. Yeah. And then also today I learned that there is a Saint Corona, and they are the patron saint of pandemics. What are the chances of that? That is very odd. I can't believe that. And it's not made up. I looked it up. Yeah, I thought someone just made that up for a meme or something. But
I hear a siren in my background.
I'll be hearing one in my background pretty soon then, probably.
Yep.
but anyways,
that is just so strange.
So Saint Corona, the patron saint of pandemics. Ugh, what the heck. But speaking of other weird things that have been going on besides coronavirus, Brian, you want to jump into murder hornets?
Yes. So as you guys remember, you know, there was like a week or two, like in early May, where the news was not on COVID-19. We had a new, you know, scary story on, like, you know, like it was the end times, right? It was the Asian murder hornets. You guys remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And I have an update regarding that story. So at the time, like, you know, there was a couple spotted flying around, and nobody
knew.
In Washington State, yeah, not just everywhere. And people.
Where's the epicenter of everything?
Yeah, apparently. And so they're flying around. Nobody had caught any yet, but everyone saw them. So they're, well, not everyone, but the, you know, the state was aware, and they're freaking out because they're actually pretty bad for, you know, the ecosystem.
Mm-hmm.
But as of July 14th, the Washington State Department of Agriculture has finally caught one. Yay. And it was in a bottle trap set. What was that?
I don't know if it was about a yay.
But... Well, at least they finally caught one, because now they know that it's somewhere near this area. It's Whatcom Country's Birch Bay. County's
up by Bellingham.
Okay, so if you live there, keep your eyes out, because there's probably other murder hornets in the area. but so far, it's the only trapped specimen so far. And like I said, there's previously 5 other sightings, and they're all free roaming, so you're probably like, freaking out people. And so right now what they're doing is they're searching around that area, and they're looking for the colony. And right now that was a worker hornet, so they're going to try to find the queen and the other worker hornets that are in that area. And they're kind of on a time limit right now, because the mating season happens around mid-September, so that's like, you know, within a month.
Mm-hmm.
and once that happens, then there'll be a bunch of new queens and new hornets. And that would be a growing population, and that's going to be really bad for the honeybees, because they basically attack honeybees, and we don't want that. Honeybees are good for everything, really. So what are your thoughts regarding this, Mary? I think this is good news that they at least caught one, and they know, like, the area where at least multiple are.
How big did they say they are?
So they can go up to about 2.5 inches. 2 inches is the average.
That's huge.
So that is pretty big. That's for a bee, you know.
Yeah,
like,
to be
you see
flying
like
around, that's like enormous. That's like,
yeah, that's like a horse fly or something, like.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's got a stinger, and it is you know, they're aggressive, so that's like really scary, actually.
Have you ever been stung by a bee?
I was stung by a bee once, and only once, actually.
Me too. Only one time.
Yeah, I was picking up a soccer ball, and there was a bee sitting on it, so I was like, don't touch me, and it stung me.
I was eating a taco,
aww,
and it stung me. And it was it was on my last day of my old job, and then my hand started swelling up, and then I had to go to my exit interview with an ice pack on.
Oh, no.
And then I started my job, my current job, the next day, and my hand was, like, still hurting a lot, and I had to like shake everyone's hand.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Man, if only they had the elbow bump back then, you would have been totally fine.
Right, I know. Only like 2 years too late for that.
Yeah. Today's episode is brought to you by Audible.
Audible has an unmatched selection of audiobooks with titles from every genre. Audible titles play on nearly any device and allows you to listen to your favorite audiobooks anytime, anywhere.
You can even switch between devices and it'll play from where you left off. SAS Stories and Sarcasm listeners can get a 30-day membership trial that includes one free audiobook of your choice.
Just go to audibletrial.com/SSS podcast to start your trial and choose your book today. On a happier note, we're going to talk about ice cream next. And as you may have known, July was National Ice Cream Month,
mm-hmm.
even though you might not have known that today, August 6th is National Wiggle Your Toes.
Wiggle Your Toes.
Day. but yeah, July was National Ice Cream Month. And so it turns out that Washington stands out quite a bit when it comes down to ice cream preferences across the country. So in this study from, this is in an article from the Seattle PI, but there was a study done from July 1st to July 22nd on Twitter, and they tracked tweets and hashtags referencing ice cream and the flavors most mentioned in every state across the U.S. They tracked over 300,000 tweets, and the results are in. Chocolate dominated the map. 21 states, including California, Texas, Florida, New York, liked chocolate ice cream the most.
That's wild, people.
Yeah. And then in second place was cookies and cream, which I thought was interesting. Not even vanilla got second. Cookies and cream was favored in 10 states. And then after that, vanilla. And then strawberry. So
Okay. Then
for the, you know, more one-off states, cookie dough picked up in 3 states. And then there was Rocky Road in 2 states. And then there was Washington. And the article says, as per usual, we like to do things a little differently in the Evergreen State. Washington, unlike any other state, had mint chocolate chip.
Yay, mint chocolate chip.
Yeah.
Honestly, maybe this is just why I belonged in Washington. Because, you know, I don't like chocolate. Like, I don't know what California is doing over there. But, you know, mint chocolate chip is the way to go. Get a bit of a little of everything in that. Oh, so good. Mm-hmm. I agree with you guys.
So just a little bit of background about mint chocolate chip ice cream, in case you're wondering. It was invented in 1973, which, to put things in perspective, chocolate ice cream was invented in 1692. So mint chocolate ice cream is much newer.
Yes.
So, and the original name for the ice cream was Mint Royale. It was invented by a culinary student named Marilyn Ricketts while studying in England. Mint chocolate chip emerged in a competition to supply an ice cream dessert for Princess Anne's wedding to Captain Mark Phillips in the Westminster Abbey. But anyways, enough of that history. I just thought it was interesting that of all the ice creams, and we're the only state that had a unique ice cream preference.
Yeah, well, I'm glad someone picked mint chocolate chip because it would have been very depressing if that got left out. And that's quite the wedding present, just a whole new brand of ice cream.
I know, that's pretty cool. Yeah, so other things that are new in Seattle and different about Seattle is our hockey team.
Right.
Now, we talked about this, I think, 2 weeks ago. Yeah, about 2 weeks ago, we talked about it on the day that the announcement was made, but Brian has an update on that, even though they're not starting till, you know, winter 2021.
Right. So we're just getting some preliminary statistics on, you know, the kind of sales they're getting. And right now they've been having some monster sales. Get it, Mary?
sea monster sales. Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. But so as of Tuesday afternoon, this is just the season tickets statistic. The wait list, right now there's a wait list, yes, so sorry guys if you wanted season tickets, but it expanded by 13,300 since the naming announcement,
wow,
which was, you know, 2 weeks ago, right? Mm-hmm. And this is expanding, right? So now it currently sits at 51,700 people that are on the wait list. So I don't think you're going to get it on the wait list if you haven't already gotten on it. Just saying. But, you know, these aren't all season ticket spots. There will be, you know, like a game or two, you know, stuff like that. So you'll still get your chance to see the Kraken play. Hopefully not everything's sold out. But anyways, so now we're going to go into the sales of the merchandise. They actually have the most sales compared to the last team that was basically introduced was the Vegas Golden Knights, which is in 2017.
Mm-hmm.
And their sales are four times greater in the first 2 weeks. So that's crazy. Like, you know, we did a history segment on, you know, Seattle's hockey. People up here really love their hockey, you know. So,
well, we're close to Canada.
That's true, too. There is a lot of crossover there. And, you know, Las Vegas, you know, who lives there, really? Just kidding.
A lot of people do.
Yeah, I know. Sorry if you guys are living in Las Vegas. Anyone hears this? But, yeah, so four times greater than Las Vegas for Golden Knights. So that's good for us. Good for, you know, revenue and all that good stuff. And then we also had the number two and number three best-selling items across, like, you know, Fanatics, platforms like NHL shop, you know, mm-hmm. other like merchandise locations. So the number two best-selling item was Kraken Navy logo t-shirt. So it's basically a t-shirt with the logo on it. And then number three is another branded tri-blend t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
So these are both, you know, easy things to buy and, you know, walk around it and, you know, show your Seattle Kraken pride. Yay. But also some interesting tidbits too. Apparently, you know, like there's a trading card thing with, you know, the Seattle Kraken and, you know, NFL has some, I guess, trading cards.
NHL.
Did I say NHL or NFL?
You said NFL.
No. Well, they also have a trading card, but yeah. NHL. And basically, they made the first official hockey card and it features a photo of the Space Needle with the Kraken flag flying atop it. So that's kind of cool. That'd be kind of cool to look at. And if anyone here is collecting those things, that's available for a limited time. So get them while they're still hot. And the last bit of information regarding the Seattle Kraken that I was able to find was Kraken Rum officially announced it was becoming the NHL's team official rum partner. So that's good.
That makes sense.
That'll definitely be something to try maybe one day.
Yeah. I remember when we drove in Wallingford the other day and we saw there's Octopus Bar and then across the street there's Sea Monster, which mm-hmm. I was like, that's going to be probably going to be a good place to
watch a game.
Maybe. I mean, just it's funny that they're just right across the street from each other.
Yeah. Yeah. That was it's lucky. And
yeah.
Yeah. It'll be good marketing for them.
Mm hmm. And then to keep on that sports train, also in this past week, Corey Kispert of the Zags decided he is going to come back for his senior year, and I'm so happy. That just makes it – I know he was going to be, I think, the lone senior this year coming back, and so really happy he decided to put off
the NBA
the journey. NBA for a year.
Yeah, the NBA is a little I agree with that. Because, you know, you just might as well just come back and, you know, let things settle down a little bit.
Yeah, who knows what's going to happen with, I mean, the NBA season, but also, I mean, NCAA is also up in the air, just all around up in the air. So, you know, might as well finish the degree.
Back. Yeah, finish the degree, get some stability, and, you know, have a plan for recommitting yourself to the NBA draft.
Yeah, I was so happy to hear that news last week.
Yeah, I agree. And he's definitely going to help us since, like you said, he's the only senior. He'll be able to provide some much-needed leadership.
Mm-hmm. I'm so excited. Basketball season's going to start in like 3-ish months if everything goes to plan.
Yeah, fingers crossed. Hopefully everything goes to plan. And oh, I can't wait, Barry.
Me too.
Shopping online can be a real hassle. You have to jump from tab to tab, comparing prices and trying coupon codes to make sure you're getting the best deal. Let me introduce you to Honey, the world's most popular money-saving app and browser extension. I use Honey all the time. Whenever I'm about to check out online, I click the button and it finds me the best coupon code available and instantly applies them to my cart. Honey is totally free. In fact, the only thing it can do is save you money. Get the Honey browser extension by going to sassstorysarcasm.com/honey and start saving some money today.
And then lastly, we wanted to talk about some hydrocephalus facts because this Saturday, this weekend, is the Seattle Walked and Hydrocephalus. This year it's virtual. I've talked about it before, but I have hydrocephalus. It's a medical condition where cerebral spinal fluid doesn't drain from the brain properly. And so the only treatment is a shunt, and that's a tube that goes in your head and it drains the fluid. Symptoms are really bad headaches, and shunts don't even last like that long either. They haven't really been, not enough research has gone into them to make them better than when they were first invented in the 1950s. But my most recent surgery was a little over 4 years ago, but I just wanted to go through some facts about hydrocephalus. Hydrocephalus affects approximately 1 million Americans in every stage of life, from infants to the elderly and from every socioeconomic background. One out of every 770 babies will develop hydrocephalus, making it as common as Down syndrome and more common than spina bifida or brain tumors. And hydrocephalus is the most common reason for brain surgery in children. There's not a medical or pharmaceutical therapy to treat hydrocephalus, and like I said, the only treatment is surgical. There are over 40,000 hydrocephalus operations performed annually, which means there's one every 15 minutes. And medical costs for hydrocephalus are over $2 billion per year, but the National Institute of Health invests less than $8 million per year in hydrocephalus research.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Oh, like I said, over the last 50 years, there's not been many significant improvements in hydrocephalus, and there's no progress towards prevention or a cure. The average life of shunts is 50% last 2 to 4 years, and pretty much 100% of all shunts fail within 10 years. Like I said, I've had mine for a little bit over 4 years. So I had four surgeries by the time I was 4 and a half, one in eighth grade, four during sophomore year of college, and then one right between my senior year and my last semester of college. And so this Saturday, it normally would be held in person, but this weekend it's a virtual walk, and you can do anything that you want to raise awareness and money for hydrocephalus. You can join Team Mary if you want to register. You can go to tinyurl.com/TeamMary20. And Team Mary's on track to make the most money we've ever made in a year. So that's super exciting.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Hopefully it goes to research to upgrade the shunt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's been lots of hopeful improvements, or hopeful research and things happening, but nothing official yet. Right. But last year the rain took us out. This year it's a pandemic. I mean, I guess last year the rain didn't take us out. We were still there. It just was extremely wet.
Right.
But then this year, the pandemic. But next year, hopefully, it'll be sunny and everyone will be together.
Yes, I agree.
But anyways, hope you guys all have a good rest of your week. And enjoy the nice weather that's coming back tomorrow. It was kind of nice to have this rain today. Just knowing that tomorrow and in the future, we'll be having some more warm weather.
Yeah, I agree. It makes you appreciate the sunlight while it's still here. I actually saw an article that was like, goodbye Seattle summer, the fall's coming. And I'm like, no.
Not quite yet.
But not yet. Maybe we'll get a couple more, or maybe a month or two.
Mm-hmm. But anyways, have a good week, everyone.
Yep, bye. Stay safe.
Bye.